Coach, you're off and running with the, you got a couple of meets under your belt. You had your own invite last week at your place and saw some great results. I'm sure, you know, girls and boys both, you've got some pretty good marks and times from some of these kids already, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We've been out, I think, three times now with the indoor, and then we had a little triangular early last week, and then our invite, and you know, we've progressed tremendously over the first week and the first three opportunities, especially Tuesday and Friday. I was really excited for all our kids and the things we got done and the improvements we made in that shorter period of time. So it's looking good. We got some depth and we got some kids who are returning with a ton of experience. So right now it's starting to pay off.
One area you've got great talent, good marks early, is in the vault. Boys and girls in that vault are off to pretty good starts, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Out of six qualifiers, three girls, three boys last year, we returned returned five of those kids. So a lot of experience there. Katie Gillett is a returning qualifier along with Aaron Mikulski. Katie was silver medalist last year at the state meet. And we got two guys right now, Rylan Landon and Jaron Moore, who've hit 14 feet, and Brady Hamm, who's been 13.6. He hasn't quite got there yet this year, but a lot of experience, I'm really excited for that group right now.
On the boys' side, you got a junior sprinter who also produced some pretty good marks, pretty good times, I should say, the first couple of meets.
Yeah, Kagan Stanky. He's kind of nursing some problems a year ago, with some injuries, things like that. We're trying to get him healed up and backed off some things and then kind of shut him down towards the end. But he sure started out strong this year and looked really good first couple times out. So we're looking for big things from him.
Nicholas, I think Schrock also in the half in the 800 meters. That's 2:02 last week. That's not too bad.
Yeah, Nick's a two-time state qualifier, and he's just looked fantastic. You know, he's, like you said, he's around a 201 in the 800, and he's got a relay split under that. He's helping us on 4x8 and 4x4, and just looked fantastic. I'm looking for him to have a big senior year.
Just a couple of the areas, too. Who else is kind of some areas the girls and boys really kind of stand out? You kind of high hopes this year?
Well, we get Avery Hurlbert back this year. You know, she missed all of last season with an injury, and she's a two-time qualifier as a freshman and sophomore, and she's looking fantastic in the 400 and 800. And Emily Stutzman, who was a qualifier last year in the 800, that just kind of adds to our mid-distance crew that is pretty strong right now. Throwers, Gabby Rooks in the shot on the girls' side, and Andrew England. On the boys, Andrew's had a 170-foot throw already this year in the discus, and him and Gavin Faulkner are both over 45 feet in the shot. So, I mean, there's a lot of really good things going. We have a transfer in from Bertrand that's a returning state qualifier that's a junior this year. Aislinn Kidder, who qualified in the pole vault, and it just adds to our crew, even though she's kind of backed off that and is helping us in the hurdle area and stuff like that. But a lot of talent, a good group, and it's been exciting and fun so far.
Yeah, I noticed in the girls in the half with Emily Stutzman and Avery Hurlbert, both not bad times for that early in the season.
Oh, not at all. I think Avery, probably the second time she's run it in a couple of years, she's right at around 230, and her best is 223, something like that. So she's in good shape. And Emily's similar, has a similar PR, and she's right around 225 right now. So exciting group, be fun to watch, and there's a lot of really good competition in that mid-distance area. So it'll be exciting, fun races to watch this season.
Well, you're going to see the McCooks, the Hastings, the Gothenburgs, pretty much at a lot of these meets you go to, Coach. I even saw Hastings and Gothenburg, especially, maybe point those two. They were at your meet last week. They've got some pretty good kids out this year.
Yeah, definitely. They're big squads, got some depth. It was fun to see them this early in the season. You know, we had a nice quality meet. Hastings girls came away with the title, and our girls were runner-up, and The Gothenburg, both sides with Gothenburg, they've got a great team, and we'll be able to see them a few times. It's been exciting. And our boys finished third at our meet. A lot of young kids in that group, but have really performed well and make for an exciting future.
Is the numbers good, girls and boys, this year?
Yeah, we're about 60 total, which is up for us. You know, I think we're mid-20s on the girls, mid-30s on the boys, and both those numbers are up for us over the last couple of years. So, really young. I mean, we got, like I mentioned earlier, that we got, especially on the boys' side, we got a lot of really young kids, but they're already starting to help us. So this kind of looks good for the future. But, you know, the mainstays that we mentioned, I think we got 9 kids returning from their state qualifiers last year. Plus, mm-hmm. then you throw Avery and Aislinn in there. That's 11 kids that have that kind of experience. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun.